Welcome to Shark Select.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Shark Select. Yes, I'm afraid we're back for another episode, and I bet you thought the last one you listened to would be followed by something highbrow, like, I don't know, Nigella Lawson or something. Well, I'm not Nigella Lawson, I am Craig, and I am joined by my equally sexier than Nigella Lawson co-hosts, that's a sentence, Stu.
Look at my cake.
I always do. And Ryan.
Ooh.
A man so handsome that he's banned in 24 countries. Including Scotland. He's not allowed back over the border there.
Guam as well.
Guam, yeah. Guam always bans sexy men. They don't know what to do with them. Anyway,
Got a new name though, haven't I?
Oh, yeah.
It's Wire, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Cable's special cousin.
Yeah, since you got your hair cut and styled. It's like Cable off the Deadpool.
Or String.
String. Wire. USB cable. Whatever you want to call him. He's here. Yeah.
It's fine, bro.
He can travel through time. And he's really gritty. That's three ways we can describe Ryan. Anyway, welcome to Shark Select. We've got a lot to talk about today. We've got a lot of important things to talk about today. Haven't we, guys?
Yeah.
Number one important thing right at the start of the episode is that, remember, we are on Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/Shark Select. Yeah. Join up. Are we give us our exclusive?
Exclusive.
It will make you expluge drip tray episodes, which for the cost of only 50p a week. Is that right?
Yeah.
You can. I can't do the maths. This is some sexy Rule 34 fanfics generated by Master Cumbrag's Weird Cauldron.
Yeah.
So get on it. You know, we're going to record after the episode. It's going to be sexy. We're all going to mutually masturbate to it in our Discord group. Make sure you're there. So, you boys okay this week?
Yeah.
Do anything exciting?
Played Warcraft.
Played Warcraft, got my hair cut.
Sorry, I said exciting. My bad. hey, at least you're having fun looking for those thick boys in Warcraft.
There's many, isn't there?
Steve's
not seen one yet.
Have we killed the thick boys through repetitive jokes?
Yeah, I think everyone just refuses to use them now.
It's like, for fuck's sake, they won't shut up about fucking thick boys. Just to spite them, no more.
Yeah.
I mean, you could unlock one and play as one if you wanted.
Well, this is some movie podcast this week at work, right? And the host keeps doing this really annoying repetitive joke. And that's what I tell you guys.
Sounds like us.
No, it's more annoying than us.
Cheddar George.
Cheddar George! No, go away, Cheddar George! Sorry. You've been talking about a movie or something, you know? Yeah, and in this film, such and such wore a Confederate flag. Cancel that person! So if you said to cancel someone again. Every fucking time. It's not even funny.
Is it like being mad?
Pretty much at this point. And he's an extra in The Dark Knight Rises and he puts it to every conversation. So I fucking shut up about it. It wasn't even a very good film. Shut up. But there you go. That's just me moaning.
What, he just says cancel that person?
Yeah, so say if someone says, oh yeah, and this person, they killed the black guy first, so cancel him because they're racist. It's like, oh, shut up. Obviously it's ironic. It's, you can't see my hands doing that thing. Ironic. It's like, oh God, shut up now. I hope we're not the same with Cheddar George and Thick Boys and Wizards.
Fucking Wizards. It's good to talk about Wizards again.
Oh, here they go again. They used to talk about video games. What do they talk about nowadays? Wizards and Cheddar George.
Adverts.
And Cheddar George! Yeah. Right, anyway. Today, to bring it back to the highbrow level.
Speaking of adverts.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that the Maker advert?
Don't fucking talk to me about
where there's like there's a two houses next to each other.
Yeah, it's the French one. It's like, ah, fuck you, French one.
If you're not listening properly, he's like got a giant egg, hasn't he? Because he's showing off because Alexander's got a little egg. Yeah, if you're not listening, if you're not watching and you're just listening, it sounds like he's wanking himself up. He's tapping it with his finger. He's like,
He probably is. Sergey, I am wanking myself.
I'm wanking in your dinner.
The French was like, I have got my servant to wank me. Sergey, come here. Oh, no. Fucking it. I saw 2 seconds of a make out of it the other day whilst the missus was flicking channels. It looked like he was under attack by some kind of hamster. Like an action movie. Don't know if I imagined it or not, but if it's real, then good. Fucking kill him.
I keep pointing out the fact that they're not wearing trousers around children.
Yeah, they're Donald Duck in it, right?
And nobody says it's... Everyone's like, yeah, but the meerkats, I don't care. They're adults and they're children.
Where's the genitals on the meerkat? In the lower part?
Yeah, not about the chest,
in the fucking
they?
Lipsticks. Okay. They've got lipstick holsters, aren't they?
Also, meerkats don't wear top layers either, so that's not really much of an argument, is it? The meerkat, I've never seen a meerkat wearing a fucking smoking jacket.
No, I've not.
I think that's a lie and a fiction.
If anything, they should be wearing camo so they blend in, isn't it?
Shark Select backs the theory that meerkats are probably paedophiles.
Especially those at cunt Alexander.
Yeah, Alexander fucking nonsense.
He's got like a full Taken sort of bidding on children.
The meerkat sex trafficking trade. Yeah. That's got dark. Jacob, he's got like the Red Room as well from Black Widow. Yeah, yeah. Teaches child meerkats how to be assassins.
He's got all children meerkats hooked up to heroin, get them addicted, and sells them off.
Psychotropic drugs. Yeah. That's definitely what it is. When he goes to the movies and he's tripping balls on fucking ketamine, he thinks it's all real. I fucking hate that meerkat. The sooner he dies, the better. They do an advert where they kill him. Imagine that.
Be good, wouldn't it?
They did it for Go Compare Man years ago, didn't they? Someone shot him with a rocket launcher, remember that?
Yeah, didn't Stephen Hawking throw him into a black hole as well?
He did. And then Ofcom got loads of complaints.
Oh, and if you noticed, they brought him back, but it's like a meta fucking character.
Yeah, it's like the actor's finally lost it, and the actor's become... It's like Tyler Durden in Fight Club.
It's like his personality is split from the Go Compare Man, and he's like having a conversation with himself. He's like, but like the Go Compare Man's like not got his... It's like all he can say is Go Compare.
Yeah, because he's his twisted psyche.
Because that's all.
Hello, I'm Wynne Evans, and this is my friend, the Go Compare Man. And then Go Compare Man goes, Go Compare! And that's about all they do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely some sort of schizophrenia.
Do you reckon Go Compare Man does the bad things?
Yeah.
And Wynne Evans is like, oh no, you can't do that to him. That's terrible.
Yeah, but in real life, he's just him fucking stabbing someone over and over again, going, Go Compare!
Just screaming, Go Compare! And I'm just like, oh no, what stops. Did you do now, Go Compare Man?
Go Compare Man's done a murder.
He's done
good job it wasn't me.
Oh no, he's gone and done a murder, yes! And that's a terrible Welsh accent for the episode. Mm. I can't do a Welsh accent if I slightly shower, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Hello, who is? Can't do it otherwise.
Peaked out, man.
Did it peak? I peaked as well during that.
Yeah, I saw the table lift up.
Anyway.
I've got a point to bring up as well. Another point. Yeah.
Do it.
Have you seen the clip of Adam Driver saying, it's good soup?
Since last episode, yeah, I have.
You yes.
Yeah. Mentioned
it passing.
Yeah, he goes, good soup.
Yeah.
But I like enjoy it that much that I was, when I went for a meal the other night, I was like, taste the gravy, like, it's good soup.
Sorry, it's because normal in your life.
I just
life.
Kept doing it to myself, and I was like, realizing nobody else is going to get the fucking reference.
No one's laughing.
From Sarah's family.
Everyone's looking at you like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, oh, you know that thing? Yeah, so Adam Driver, go soup thing.
Right? Yeah, good soup. It's gravy, mate.
Why did you marry this meme-obsessed Bella? That's what I'm thinking.
Good soup.
Good soup.
It's a very pronounced P in soup.
Yeah. Soup.
Mm-hmm. Good soup.
Well, if Kylo Ren says you've got good soup, then you must have good soup.
Good soup. Better if he did another one saying nice cake. Later, anyone bends over. Nice cake.
Like in, was it Django Unchained, Leo DiCaprio? But for dessert, we'd be having white cake. Good old creepy Leo DiCaprio.
White cake?
Yeah, so it's a bit in Django Unchained when they're in his house just pretending that they like slave fighting people. It's like, for dessert, we're having white cake. It's the same scene where he breaks the glass with his hand. And
I thought it was just having a cake that was white.
I think it probably is, but it's just funny the way he says white cake. That's funny how he says it.
I thought you were just like making it like a white person's ass they're going to eat.
Anyway, looking at Christoph Waltz like, white cake. Oh dear, you are going to eat my ass. That's
a bit of white cake over there.
Oh, you're like, right, that's some very good white cake, look at it. Anyway. Today, guys, we're going to harken back to the early days of Shark Select and be serious about video gaming. As you know, we all love Grief Premier.
Are we doing a video gaming episode?
And Pixie Podcast. We all love those guys because they stick to their guns. Not like us talk about Be a Man. And
Wizards getting ripped.
Ryan's cake. Ryan, that really happened. We've got our fans.
Are fucking terrifying. I don't like them anymore.
No, I'm a bit scared of them now. That little door, they've built another one next to it now.
Luckily, they've soundproofed
it. It's just really wide so they can get through it.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's lucky they're soundproofed, but we've seen what they're doing. They're like slow, sexy dancing on stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Try and sneak in at one point and see what's
in
happening.
A bit with the fiber optic camera again and see what they're doing. Tiny weirdos. Anyway, yeah. So, we found on the internet, the World Wide Web, IGN, that bastion of gaming integrity, have released the best video game of all time list. Now, we're sure that every choice on this list has been vetted
by
experts. Hang on, Stu, let's hear them out. I reckon every choice on here is being vetted and they've put them up against suitable choices and not just randomised it. Or, God forbid, so I don't think IGN would ever do this, rigged it so that Nintendo could come out on top easier.
Nintendo or PS exclusive.
No, come on, guys. Sony exclusives don't get that kind of attention. Come on. I bet there's loads of Xbox games on there as well.
Yeah, and they won't be paired up against any other Xbox game.
No, it'll be obviously keeping it fair. Maybe Sega games from the days of old, you know?
Yeah, some old 16-bit Sega games. Yeah, definitely still there, aren't there?
Sega helped shape the industry, didn't it?
I mean, Sonic.
Yeah, exactly. Sonic Streets 1, of Rage.
Yeah. Oh, Streets of Rage.
Let's see what happens, shall we? So, it's split to different brackets. I see things on.
Yeah, so we'll just read down one side and then down the other.
We've got to power through.
And all the main games that you could say was the best video game of all time won't be paired up against other high ones, and like Nintendo games won't get like a free pass or anything.
It's purely scientific.
Yeah,
purely scientific. So we're going to go down each list. We're not going to spend too long on each one because we do have other things to talk about. So we've got to power through.
Yeah, we'll do the left side, then we'll do the right side.
Let's do them. So to begin with, I'll
mark them off as we go.
Because we're going to take part in this little game ourselves. We're not going to find any curses.
And we're not going to try and rig it in any way.
No, we don't rig things. That's not what we do here on Shark
Select. Completely impartial.
So bracket number one. Red Dead Redemption versus Borderlands 2. What do we think, friends?
Red Dead Redemption. 2 is good. I mean, it's a solid pairing.
It is a solid pairing. But which one do you like best?
Red Dead.
It's got to be Red Dead, right?
Yeah.
Borderlands 2 is just a loot shooter with a cool baddie. Red Dead Redemption's got John Marston!
Don't know. I've played probably Borderlands 2 more than thinking.
I'll call you a liar on that shit because you spent hours and hours on Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Borderlands 2, I probably completed that 3 times because you have to keep going through it too.
Well, I'm saying Red Dead. Were you saying Red Dead, Brian?
Yeah.
You can shoot a cougar up a cliff in slow motion. It's worth it just for that. Red Dead Redemption wins bracket number one. Fuck you, Borderlands. Next two, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas versus Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
AIDS Deluxe? GTA.
Not AIDS Deluxe, Jesus.
Oh, right. That's what you said.
GTA.
I thought that's what you said.
AIDS Deluxe.
San Andreas had jetpacks, Harriers, and gang warfare in a knockoff LA. And Mario Kart had cartoon characters whizzing around a track firing shells at each other. So we're going with Grand Theft Auto, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I can already feel people unsubscribing. We just said no to a Nintendo. Next one, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic feat Carthanasi versus Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Pro Skater 2 was an upgrade from the first one. It was good, but again, it was still to the 2-minute timer, which was always annoying.
Yeah,
it wasn't until they brought out Free Skate.
There was no 2-minute timer on Knights of the Old Republic.
I think KOTOR probably set standard for RPGs at the time.
It brought the new standard out.
It helped BioWare shape their future.
For the new standard. KOTOR came out and everyone was like, yeah, we should just follow this.
Yeah.
This way for RPGs.
The story affected and the choices and stuff.
That's good, KOTOR. Who was the worst character in KOTOR?
Carthanasi.
Definitely was, that's correct.
Who's the best character in KOTOR?
HK-47.
Yeah.
Mm.
He was a killer robot. He was an asshole. He was great. Next up, Fallout New Vegas versus League of Legends, or LOL, as people like to call it on the internet.
New Vegas.
Yeah, it's probably just because it's us. It's probably, objectively, probably League, probably, isn't it?
Well, no, New Vegas is very much loved. It's an internet darling.
People saying this is what we're saying
about games that could be considered best of all times being paired against each other.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit sneaky, isn't it? Next one.
What did we put? Three Vegas?
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck League of Legends.
So this is another one here.
Yeah, World of Warcraft versus Fortnite.
So that's just to...
Wow.
It's got to be, hasn't it? I would never say Fortnite.
But then Fortnite...
upsets me.
It's probably more popular than WoW now.
It is now, but...
Not back in the day.
That's only because...
WoW's been going for probably 20, 15, 16 years.
Fortnite will easily do that.
Ooh, let's see. Will Stu be correct? Why not let us
know?
Tune
in 10 years and find out.
Why not share your thoughts on Twitter at ShoutSelectPod? Tell Stu if he's wrong or if he's correct. Do it. Maybe Stu will like the attention. Next up, it's... bloody hell. Retro JRPG darling Chrono Trigger versus Burnout 3 Takedown.
Burnout 3.
See, I love Chrono Trigger, but I know you two are probably not your kind of game.
I love Burnout 3, it's quality.
Takedown was good, really, to cause a massive crashes.
Yeah.
It scored on.
Yeah, but there's loads of different mini games and it had a well good soundtrack as well.
To be fair, right, Chrono Trigger gets so many posts on Twitter of people saying it's the best game of all time. So I think I might mark it down to be a contrary cunt. So yeah, burnout Takedown it is.
Yeah. let the goat in.
Sorry, it's my goat.
Yeah, where's that goat in there?
It's going back into your room.
No, it's Cheddar George's goat. Cheddar, get your fucking goat.
I thought he was dead.
Well, he's there. Hello, Cheddar George. What you doing? go away, Cheddar George. Hello, sorry. Go see the wizards. There he is, gone. I pushed him into that tiny hole.
Next up, Call of Duty... for Modern Warfare or GoldenEye 007.
Ooh. I would
if you say the wrong choice, it has is going to be coming through that wall
naked.
Yeah, maybe coming through like the Kool-Aid man, right?
Fucking raging hard on
the spindly Kool-Aid man with a bit of
anger shit all across his desk.
So GoldenEye 007, it was released on what's that console called?
Some Nintendo thing, wasn't it?
The one Ryan threw in the bin.
We can never have because Ryan always puts it in the bin.
The N64, the one that was.
No,
there.
Wasn't it the GameCube?
No, the GameCube was the one after that. It was definitely.
Yeah, that's what the.
It was re-released for the GameCube.
Oh right, that's right.
And
no, we beat Ashbrook on a 64.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, on the 64.
Saw it the other day.
Which was supposedly PlayStation's
superstar DJ.
No, like a tramp.
What?
No, he didn't look like a tramp.
I thought
fair,
that guy.
He wasn't a superstar DJ.
I thought that guy made games for Capcom.
No, yeah, no.
Was he ended up a tramp?
Works in a warehouse.
He made the thing on a floppy disk, remember?
Anyone would have thought he lied. No, surely not.
Anyway,
the GoldenEye that marks it down for me is A, obviously it's aged like a bag of dicks.
And it was only. Wasn't it only one stick to move?
It was. And when you aimed, he didn't move. The whole gun, he just moved his wrist.
Yeah.
So, like...
You have to aim his wrist.
You'd be aiming forward still, but if you want to shoot upwards, he'd just whoop up his hand up. He wouldn't even look up himself, he'd just go whoop. I don't think James Bond would do that.
Don't forget, Call of Duty Modern Warfare had the whole Chernobyl ghillie suits in the action.
It did, all ghillied up, and it had Ken Price. What kind of name's soap, anyway? So, it's got to be that one, hasn't it? I've got a big moustache. The time-travelling British soldier who was in all the Call of Duty games up until that point.
Yeah.
Even in World War II.
Journey or Dishonored is next.
Dishonored.
Ooh, that's going to annoy some people, isn't
it? Dishonored is a fucking awesome arcane game. Yeah. Journey is a game about some person walking through a desert with some gentle staff. Music.
Walking simulator.
That's it, it's over. I've just cancelled myself by saying that, so I'm no longer a podcaster. Sorry about that, everyone. I don't think you're allowed to insult Journey, are you? But I just fucking did.
Portal 2 or The Sims 3?
I thought I said Postal 2 from the distance.
Oh, yeah, I thought so too, actually. Portal 2, Yeah, because it's
that's
Portal.
That's Steph unsubscribe.
It's well made.
Chod of War 2018. StarCraft.
Chod of War 2018, because StarCraft's probably... StarCraft 2018, though. That's all built for esports, though, isn't it, that one?
StarCraft.
I'd probably give
it to God of War.
I'd go with Chod. We have just said a PS exclusive is better than something. So
see, that's what I mean. It's been put up against something that's objectively a pass game.
Mm. Sid Meier's Civilization 4 versus Assassin's Creed 4 Black Blood.
Flag on there, not Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, 2's the better one.
2's the best one.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah, I'd say Black Flag's still better than Civilization because it's not my kind of game there. Mm. Any game where Gandhi is super violent and tries to
Is Black Flag that good? Black Flag was full of filler.
I love Black Flag.
It's too much.
It's too much shit to do.
No, would you change your mind then and go with...
No, I want to go with... I'd still say... I'm just saying it's an Assassin's Creed game.
So the next one, no matter what we choose, is going to make Pixie Podcast happy, but also make Pixie Podcast angry. Which I think is a standard state of being, to be fair, so I'm just carrying on with it. The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, which apparently was released for that butty box thing.
Oh, yeah. Nintendo Sandwich Box.
Or was it the 64 as well, that one? Mm. Either way, no one's ever played it, so no one cares. Or The Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim.
Ocarina of Time, you know, the one that has, like...
That's Majora's Mask he gets hard on for.
Is that the technical phrase? Gets hard on.
Aren't they the same?
They're not the same.
Majora's Mask uses the same engine.
Yeah.
But mixes the story and mechanics of
it. Same engine and sprite, but it's a different story.
Stupid, very. You're stepping on fucking eggshells here.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell, aren't they the same?
He has already running down it.
Yeah, I can hear him approaching.
Yeah, the steps are really widely apart. long legs.
He's like the tripod from War of the Worlds.
Good stride.
Or, because he's opulent from Knutsford, he's got a car like Cruella de Vil's.
Yeah.
Like a big old fashioned. Really, or like the Red Skull's car from First Captain America.
With a really long bonnet.
Remember, Dr. Zola, not a scratch. Remember, other guy, not a scratch, is what he says.
Right, anyway. Bioshock, Overwatch.
We didn't choose. I mean, it's a tough one, this one.
Right? Skyrim.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Tough one.
I'm being facetious. Bioshock or Firewatch or Overshock?
So it's Bioshock, isn't it?
It's got to be Bioshock. Yeah. Big Daddy's, would you kindly?
Yep.
That's one of the best gaming twists ever made.
Exactly. What's Overwatch got? Some characters who shoot each other for points.
Minecraft or Fable 2?
Minecraft or Fable 2? Tough. Fable 2 had every British comedian voice in the character under the sun, I think.
I preferred Fable 3 over 2. 2 was pretty good, though, where that's where you had to go and find the strongest, didn't you? And that was that woman.
Is that the one where
it was
got
like
shot.
Weightlifting?
No, and your sister got shot in that one, didn't they? In 2.
I don't remember.
There's a magic tower. You break into a tower and a wizard shoots your sister or something.
2's a magic tower. Yeah, and then he goes to shoot you, but your dog jumps in front of you.
That's
and you get the choice at the end. You can either save everybody and you get a statue, you can save your family and bring the dog back, or you get a load of money. It's supposed to be a really hard decision, and you just get your dog back, obviously.
Well, Minecraft's just big Lego in a computer game with zombies and creepers. Which one do we go for?
I'll go for Minecraft.
What do you think, Stu?
Don't know. Fable 2 is good, but I think Minecraft's probably lasted longer, hasn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
And plus, Peter Molyneux didn't make Minecraft, so it's probably safer to survive Minecraft. Next up, this one's got some upset between us. The Witcher horrible. 3 Wild Hunt versus Diablo 2.
Ooh.
I won't say Witcher 3 because I love The Witcher 3. But.
Yeah, but Diablo 2.
Diablo 2 is industry legend.
Shaped
many games to come, didn't it? So what's it going to be?
Diablo 2 was college, wasn't it?
It was college. Yeah, pretty much was, wasn't it? You helped me to get a shako. That's what it was all about. What do you think, Ryan? Come on.
Well, I don't know. My heart says Diablo 2. My head says Witcher 3.
Yeah, see?
Well, let's choose quick. Come on. Shresh Cheddar George to cast
the title. We have to go Witcher, aren't we?
I suppose so, but Diablo 2 was very good. You see what I mean? This is like...
You're looking at the rewards base and everything and...
I think they're doing it just to upset us.
Yeah.
You know what? I say IGN were a bastion of gaming integrity. Beginning to doubt that.
Bastards of gaming.
Right, next. Doom next or Inside.
Oh, jeez. Tough one. Fuck's sake. Next.
Right, so that's one
Which
half.
Doom is it?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I assume it means the original Doom. It's still
what fuck's Inside?
That's the game I play every day when I'm not playing games.
inside. That's what I've been playing since the start of lockdown. But I think it's like Limbo, but it's got a weird twist at the end that's like all mind blowing. Like, oh my god, it's kind of a twist at the end. But I can't remember what the twist was. It's not Doom, basically. It's not about E1M1 shotgun noises and demons that go boom, boom, boom when you kill them. So,
Shall we go to the quarterfinals of this half or do the starters on that other side?
Shall we do the quarterfinals of this half? I'll just quickfire them for you.
I've got them all marked off, so I can.
I've got them marked off too. Damn it, Ryan, we're too efficient today.
Which will do.
Go on, Ryan, you read them out then.
It's alright. You can...
Alright, so let's say Red Dead Redemption or Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
That's a tough one.
See, why is it doing this? Why is it. It's obviously. Engineered.
Yeah. Stew's worm thing that no one can see right now. It's very good. I'm going to say, personally, Red Dead Redemption. Yeah, those
Red
two.
Dead.
Mm.
San Andreas is
objectively
the worst of the trilogy.
I would say, Stew, you're probably right. Knights of the Old Republic and Fallout New Vegas. I'd say KOTOR, personally.
Of what?
KOTOR or New Vegas.
Knights.
Yeah, Knights.
World of Warcraft or Burnout Takedown.
Wow.
That's a fucking
Wow.
Poor old Burnout.
Owen Wilson's favourite game. Wow. Call of Duty Modern Warfare or Dishonored. Oh, no. Dishonored. I want to say Dishonored. You say Dishonored 2, Ryan?
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Stu? Give us your thoughts anyway.
Where's Dishonored 2, though? That's what annoys me.
God.
Dishonored 2 is well better.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think it's just because familiarity with me for the original, though. I've played it so many times that I can do it in my sleep pretty much at this point. It's dead good. Oh. Portal 2 or Chod of War?
Oof.
Portal 2. Say Portal 2. Say Portal 2.
Which God of War is it?
The, 2018.
I haven't played it, that's probably.
Yeah, it looks sick, though. It does look good.
Portal 2, then, yeah?
No, I probably
wouldn't
enjoy God of War.
Oh, damn it.
I'd probably enjoy it as well, but... Yeah. I reckon there's loads of advertising that you don't realise. Like, they'll fall into a... As they fall, they'll make the Sony symbol.
Or they'll fall into Ratchet and Clank's dildo room or something. Yeah. Right, Black Flag or Skyrim?
Skyrim.
Skyrim.
It's gotta be. Chio Shock or Minecraft?
Minecraft.
Ryan?
Yeah, Minecraft, I think.
I suppose. I really wanted to say BioShock, but I thought
it's not that good.
Just too powerful.
The guns are fucking wanking it.
Yeah, the combat's crap.
It's supposed to be a first-person shooting. The guns are absolute dog shit.
I guess it's a bit dated in that respect, isn't it?
And you can't have plasmids and guns. You can only use one or the other.
They've fixed
to walk around with fists on a stick as well.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Icy fists on a stick. Doom or Witcher 3?
Doom.
Doom. It's got to be Doom, hasn't it?
Which Doom, though?
Doesn't matter.
I assume it's the original, but even
be the original.
2016.
It would have said because they've got like God of War 2018.
Yeah, that's true.
Be Doom 2016.
I assume it's the original
Doom. Doom original better than Witcher.
Yeah.
Even I'm going to have to say Witcher.
Right, do you think, Ryan?
I'd stick with Doom.
Yeah, I'd stick with Doom as well. Doom's just good classic.
I couldn't play Doom again if I wanted to. I tried.
Interesting. We'll go with the vote. We'll see Doom, but fair enough. So on to the next side now.
Oh, we've still got more on this side to do.
Oh, yeah, we have to semi-final it, don't we? Sorry.
Yeah.
So in those cases, I believe it would be Red Dead or Knights of the Old Republic.
Red Dead.
Still Red Dead for me. Right.
Why is Red Dead 2 not on here?
I know.
Red Dead 2 is like twice the game Red Dead 1 is.
I know. Why isn't it on here? Where's GTA? Unless it's on the other side.
GTA 4?
Or 6. Or 5 even.
Red Dead 2 should be on it.
We haven't looked at the other side yet, but I don't think it is.
No, I don't think it is either. World of Warcraft or Dishonored?
Oof.
Warcraft.
I'd probably say WoW for me.
No, it's fair. I was outnumbered fair and square. I'll take it on the chin.
I'm not liking that bracket. Red Dead or WoW? Oof.
Next, God of War or Skyrim?
Skyrim. Todd Howard is just fucking Todd Howard. Himself off.
Daddy Howard there.
Daddy Howard.
Minecraft or Doom?
Doom.
It's going to have to be Doom, but I'm still happy with that bit.
Oh, well. I don't care what you think.
Wow.
Right, so this is the...
This is for the
semi-finals for this side. It's Red Dead Redemption or Warcraft?
Red Dead Redemption. Or Stu's having a real cunning thinking face as far as he thinks about it.
We've gone time play, it's going to be Walker.
If it was Red Dead 2, no contest.
Which one do you enjoy
but for
the
me,
most?
It's going to be WoW.
Yeah.
Probably Walker.
That's fair enough.
If it was Red Dead 2, then Red Dead 2 all day. Because it's Daddy Arthur.
Daddy Arthur.
Skyrim or Doom?
Skyrim.
Oh, I would say, yeah, it's probably Skyrim to be fair, isn't it?
That means for the... I don't know, that was the quarterfinal, so this is the...
Do we have to
semi-finals on this side is WoW or Skyrim.
Yeah, WoW or Skyrim, I'm going to say Skyrim.
Walker?
Well, now I am torn.
Come on, Ryan.
I played Skyrim and the Special Edition over 100 hours on each.
Go with your hat. Go with your hat.
Probably go Skyrim.
Skyrim is a masterpiece, isn't it?
Probably go Skyrim.
All right then.
I think just because it's not time gated like some of the things in WoW is. I go Skyrim.
All right then. So Skyrim gets to the semis. Semis. So next up,
semi corral.
Next up is the second league of this. Oh, and this is. Oh dear. This is going to get problematic. First battle, Super Mario World on the Super
Which
Nintendo Entertainment System. It's the best of the 16-bit side-scroller ones, basically, with Yoshi in it and this little cake.
Oh, so the games do go back as far as 16-bit.
Yeah.
But on the Nintendo.
It's funny, I've not seen any Sega ones yet.
No. Just Nintendo. Mm. Mm, that's
or Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Mario World.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it's a fucking retro classic, whereas Super Smash Bros. Is a confusing light fighting game that confuses me.
Go on.
Mario World. There you go.
This one is absolutely fucking bullshit.
Easiest choice ever.
This next one's one we found on Twitter last week, wasn't it? The Last of Us. Officially the best game ever made. Or Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, which had the longest ladder section known to man, and you could fight a man made of bees.
Or Sneeter.
Hmm? Spaceman.
Sneeter.
Spaceman.
Yeah, Spaceman that was angry. Yeah.
And. Revolver Ocelot. I think it's worth it just for Ocelot's noise. I think Snake Eater's going to get it.
Yeah, I'm going to give it Sneeter.
This next one's bullshit.
Fucking Last of Us.
They
found an Xbox exclusive. Halo 2 versus Mass Effect 2.
That's like the hardest choice.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Mass Effect 2's got to get it, though. That's just cruel.
It's cruel. This is what I mean. It's fucking rigged.
That's gated, that is. We'll put a Halo 2 but we'll put it against something that's ultimately better than it.
And yet, two choices back, we had two Nintendo games in one bracket, so a Nintendo game was guaranteed to get through.
Yeah.
Sneaky bastards! It's got to be Mass Effect, though, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Chief. Next up, Grand Theft Auto 5 versus Uncharted 2 Among Thieves.
GTA 5?
Be very careful.
GTA 5.
Oh dear, that's two PS exclusives we've not let through, guys.
Yeah, but we've got God of War.
There's some more, that's 16-bit era games.
God of War, did we?
Street Fighter 2 or Pokemon Yellow?
Pokemon Yellow.
Street Fighter 2. Perfect.
No, it goes Pokemon Yellow.
Pokemon.
Okay, that's fair. If you two have outvoted me, then...
And then the next one's an easy choice, isn't it?
Yep. Super Mario 64, which is that game where you can throw a penguin off a cliff. Or Batman Arkham City. Yeah, that's exploring the massive open-world Batman game where you can go around battering people.
Yeah, Batman.
Then. You get to fight Pooh-Face and
people
the Joker.
People still play Super Mario 64 and speedrun it nowadays.
Well, it's a classic, isn't it?
Next one, Dark Souls or Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh God, what we choose, it's game over.
PS exclusive.
Shark Select
PS
will be
exclusive.
Shark Select will be over if we choose either one of these.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Ooh, never played it.
Never played either.
Yeah, Shadow of the Colossus. Dark Souls
looks more interesting.
Dark Souls is visually boring, dense, and I don't get the love for it. So, yeah, come at me, internet. Shadow of the Colossus.
Come
on, me, internet, but make sure you're wearing your Timberlands. Next up, Half-Life 2 or Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Half-Life.
I suppose as much as I hate Half-Life 2, it'd have to be that one.
Rise of was the snowy one,
wasn't it? That was the third one that was like, they brought out.
He farted.
Oh, Ryan's farted in the space cabin. It's not good. Oh, dear. Half-Life 2 and Ryan's fart.
Just pause for a minute then, Will.
No, it's fine. We'll power through.
Power through. Next up, Super Metroid. Or...
is this that one that has bums?
It's the one that has a lot of love for. Or Apex Legends.
Apex Legends.
I would say Super Metroid myself, but what do you think, Ryan?
No, I'll go with Apex Legends. Yeah, play that one.
Oh, boy. Hey, well, I mean, again...
it's got Gas Daddy. It's got Loba.
I guess it's got daddies in it. Yeah. I mean, does Super Metroid have any daddies in it?
No.
I don't think it does. So, yeah, you're probably right. Oh, you can't be accused of rigging it because one Nintendo game.
You know what's first fucking dodgy? Yeah, I'm just looking at. So the next one after that one, Animal Crossing and Titanfall 2. Titanfall 2 and Apex Legends is like the same company and our game. So they'd be, if we chose them, they'd be against each other next anyway. You're like, why are they there? It's like, come on, IGN.
Yeah, it's got to be Titanfall 2 though, right?
How are they? Yeah, they shouldn't even be in the same bracket. There should be rules against that.
Yeah.
Any game where you're expected to log on every day and do chores to make a fucking loan shark raccoon happy.
What are you talking about?
That's Titanfall.
What
is he talking about?
I don't know.
Animal Crossing, it's the thing.
We're still talking about Titanfall 2 and Apex Legends.
We're talking about how IGN have allowed it that they should be that respawn games.
I've started to think that this much respected internet video gaming company might be a little bit rigged, unreliable.
Oh. What's next? Half-Life Alyx or Bloodborne? Half-Life Alyx.
Yeah, Half-Life Alyx is like the VR game.
Have you seen it? It's fucking amazing.
And also, hang on, wait, guys.
You can shake the bottle of beer and watch the water get fizzy.
Isn't Bloodborne a PS exclusive?
Doesn't matter, it's shite.
Oh my goodness.
So yes,
Bloodborne, we've already had that, isn't it? Dark Souls.
That was Dark Souls, yeah.
Bloodborne. I thought it was Dark Souls : Bloodborne.
No, Bloodborne's another game in the same series. But a PS exclusive. It's a PS exclusive Souls game, guys. What are you doing? It's over for us.
Half-Life Alyx is amazing.
Next up,
Don't
summon the
Tetris. He's been in stasis for a while.
Yeah, but he might come back to life. Tetris or Rock Band?
Rock Band.
I don't know summon the Tetris man, but I think you might be right. I never got into puzzle games very much. So,
although Tetris, the one that's on the Xbox.
I'd say Dad take Tetris. No, that, then there'd be Tetris Effect, you see.
Yeah, Tetris Effect is
fine. But then after that
I think
one.
OG Game Boy Tetris. Yeah.
That's why, like, why would you pick Rise of the Tomb Raider over Tomb Raider 2015?
Yeah, Tomb Raider 1 as well, though.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's got to be Cock Band.
Oh, Red Dead Redemption 1, but not even mention Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, but I have San Andreas and GTA 5.
And not 4.
Yeah, and not 4.
Yeah, where's 4?
Maybe, 4's the best one. 4's my favourite.
Maybe we should do.
We should do our
own list.
Yeah, make more sense, wouldn't
it? Fuck IGN, we'll do our own list.
Yeah, we'll have proper bracket where the same developer can't...
hookers.
Yes!
The same developers can't be in the same... go off against each other.
Yeah, maybe we should pick this list again, but then mix it better.
Yeah, just make it better.
Or just remix the list, that'd be easy.
So Rock Band then, you're thinking, for this bracket?
I'd go Tetris, mate, but if you two go Rock Band, that's fine. Too? No, it's alright, if you two go Rock
Band. Tetris is dog shit.
There you go then, Rock Band it is. Hades or Metroid Prime?
Oh, Hades, everyone's loving Hades, it's the new Undertale, everyone's all over it, it's the best game ever made since The Last of Us 2.
How is this on the best game ever made, on the best game ever list? It's been out like a couple of weeks.
A few months, hasn't it? Yeah. Metroid Prime's the one that has likes with the funky soundtrack, which he was telling me and Ryan about. Which
So no fucking time splitters.
No.
No, there isn't, is there? I'm going to say Metroid Prime just to hack off the Hades fans.
Yeah, I do Metroid Prime.
Hades got to be Hayden.
Oh, look, some more Nintendo.
Metroid Prime. Oh, yeah.
Two Nintendo ones there.
Yeah. Oh, look at this one. Yeah, Super Mario Brothers 3, which is the last one on the NES.
So it does do retro then, but nothing from Sega.
Oh, no, Sega doesn't exist according to IGN.
That's not actually a Sega game on this list.
No.
I've not seen a single one. Persona 5 Royal. Personally, I say Persona 5. It's a good JRPG with many hours of content. Mario 3's a classic.
I'd do Super Mario's, bro, just to represent the retro games out there.
Yeah, what do you think, Stu?
Whatever, don't matter.
You can't choose?
No.
It's just between me and Ryan, then.
Persona 5.5. If someone give you a JRPG to play or Super Mario.
There
you go.
There we go then. That's settled it. So that's three Nintendo games, guys.
Well, because we have to. These are all Nintendo as well. These next four.
No, this, the next one was never released on a Nintendo console. It was a PlayStation exclusive. Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Blah, blah. Versus
Resident Evil 4. Revel.
That was a Nintendo exclusive at first. I hate Resident Evil 4 with a fucking passion. Campy, stupid nonsense.
Come on, I'm
not
going to have an opinion on this one either.
I'm going to go with Castlevania, even though I've never fucking played it. What do you think, Ryan?
I'll go with that then.
Fuck you, Resident Evil 4, you dickhead. And finally...
Why is Resident Evil 4 there, not 2?
Yeah. Why one of the objectively better Resident Evil games there? Because everyone fucking bums Resident Evil 4 for some.
Because it was on the fucking cube.
Yeah, because it was on the cube, and because Leon just has stupid one-liners.
Leon. He must be the new guy. Leon.
He went from being a cop in Resident Evil 2 to being a fucking... wisecracking 80s action hero in Resident Evil 4. Oh, no, thank you. Finally, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Two Zelda games.
Or Final Fantasy VII.
There's more than that. I've got three Zelda games. There's one on the other side as well.
I'm obviously going to go with Final Fantasy VII because I fucking bum it. Not the remake. The remake can suck a dick, but I bum the original.
Go for 7 then.
Yeah. And Breath of the Wild.
I did play 7.
Breath of the Wild didn't do anything that original.
You got onto second disc, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hey, well done. So... let's work out who goes
back to the top then.
To the semis.
Back to the chop.
Back to the chop. So we have Mario World versus Metal Gear Solid 3 Eater of Snakes. It's going to be.
You can actually eat snakes in
there. Why is Metal Gear 2 not on there?
Metal Gear 2 wasn't very good.
Oh, it's Metal Gear 1 then.
Yeah, that should be on there. Metal Gear Solid should absolutely be on there. Mm. It's the best one. Next two would be Chass Effect 2 and Grand Theft Auto 5.
Mass Effect 2 or GTA
5?
I'll do GTA 5, I think.
What do you think, Stuart? It's on you. You cast a deciding vote. Dad Shepard or Trevor?
Oh, fuck, I'm going to say it like that. probably put more hours into Mass Effect 2, if I'm honest.
No, I agree. Mass Effect 2
Mass
is.
Effect 2 is, yeah.
Next up, Pokemon Hello. Or Batman.
Although I actually think 3 is probably better than 2 after playing the
Mass Effect 3.
Mm. I think 2 is probably the best one still.
No, but have you played the remasters?
Not yet.
Alright, well, you'll change your mind when you do this.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Pokemon Yellow.
Combat's just. Chef kiss. Pokemon Yellow.
The combat's. Good soup.
Good soup combat.
Yeah.
Rated by Stew. Good soup.
Good soup.
Pokemon Yellow or Arkham City?
Arkham City.
Pokemon Yellow.
Arkham City.
Why yellow and not blue or red?
Because it had a Pikachu in it.
Or gold or silver.
Yeah.
Because it had a Pikachu in it.
Silver's probably better. It's got all the original ones as well.
Next up, Shadow of the Colossus or Half-Life 2?
Half-Life 2.
Half-Life 2, come on. No brainer.
Next one, Apex Legends or Titanfall 2?
Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2.
Yeah, Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
Why, because it's...
It's got a single player story. It's fucking well.
Amazing story.
Yeah. Half Life Chalix or Rock Band?
Alex.
Rock Band.
I can't choose.
That's up to you.
I'm gonna go with Half Life.
Two Half Life games.
I've had my mind blown playing Half Life Alex in the VR. Man.
I'll blow you. Metroid Prime.
You got blown while you're playing it.
Yeah, it would. Metroid Prime or Super Mario Brothers 3?
Metroid Prime.
Am I going to go with Mario Brothers 3?
Why?
Because it's a retro and it's just nice to pick up and play.
No, I was going
to
go with Prime.
Okay, you both said Prime, so Prime it is. Has will be happy.
I've not got any love for retro games anymore.
You burned out on them.
It's not interested.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night Final Fantasy 7? I've never played Symphony of the Night.
No, yeah, can't put that through to the quarters, can you? Back to the top then. Snake Eater versus Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2.
Sorry, Snake.
Arkham City versus Half-Life 2.
Half-Life 2.
Look at this, we're straight on this now.
No. Titanfall 2 or Half-Life Alyx.
Titanfall 2.
Bollocks, I'll give it Alyx. Metroid Prime or Final Fantasy 7?
Final Fantasy 7. It's true, like, yeah, we're on this.
Alright, let's go back to the top.
Check to the chat.
Chat to the Chop with Ryan Chedderton. Chedderton. Cheddar cheese. Cheddar George. Fuck off, Cheddar George. Right, carry
on. Sounded different then, didn't he?
He did a bit.
Mass Effect 2 or Half-Life 2.
He's just snorted loads of coke.
Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, I'll probably say Mass Effect 2.
Titanfall 2 or Final Fantasy?
Final Fantasy 7 for me, but...
Titanfall 2.
I understand. It's a bit of a niche one. Titanfall 2, then, is it? Where does that leave us, Ryan?
Titanfall 2 versus Mass Effect 2.
Oh, shit. Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2.
Alright, so it's, that means the final, as I understand it, is this the final now, Ryan, right?
Yeah.
Skyrim versus Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2, really?
Yeah, for me it's Mass Effect 2.
I think it's not the best game of all time. Skyrim. Skyrim will beat Mass Effect 2.
I think Mass Effect
2. Well, I've had more hours.
Probably unconsciously Skyrim.
Probably, yes, Skyrim. Although I did try and replay Skyrim and couldn't get that into it.
Could you pick up Mass Effect 2 and start again with it now? No, you have done, but could you pick it up again and get into it?
No.
Well, there you go then, so you're comparing. It's on the set different terms there.
What are we saying?
I played the remaster, and I feel like I don't ever need to play it again.
See, Mass Effect 2 on a standalone isn't that good. You have to play all three. It's like watching fucking one episode of a three-part series.
I'm still going with Mass Effect 2, I'm sorry. Good story, good characters, plenty of cause and consequence and things like that. I'm going with that. I'm going with Mass Effect. I shall not be moved. What do you two?
Skyrim for me.
Skyrim has got lots more memes though.
Memes? You got rated on memes? Go on, Stu.
Meme rating.
Which one do you like?
I can't rate on memes. Yeah, but it's got
can't think, can you? You see, you're struggling here.
It's more mods though, isn't it?
Has it got Dad Shepard in it?
You can like make it into new games with mods and stuff.
There has been an entirely new game made from it that's free to play.
And it can look and it looks probably better.
Are we saying Skyrim then?
I'm thinking Skyrim.
Okay.
It could be a stealth archer.
Starcher. Fair enough.
Dad Shepard.
You could probably mod Dad Shepard into fucking Skyrim.
That's the thing, yeah.
Right. Choose now, Stu, go. Whatever you say now it goes is the winner.
It's gotta be Skyrim.
Skyrim is the winner.
Todd Howard can come and suck me off.
Yeah, towered.
And guarantee that IGN will get to a very different conclusion where a Mario game wins it, or a Metroid game, or a Zelda game.
That would be Dark Souls.
Or fucking Dark Souls, yeah.
It's going to be a Dark Souls or God of War 2018.
Yeah.
So, but that's the real list that Shard Select have just done. We've cut through the bullshit to find the soft fondant centre.
What we should do, if it's the best video game of all time, we should look at the highest rated games. After the past 10, 15 years, and then do your own fucking list, and then come back and go
the Shart,
send it to Into, tag IGN in it, and go there you go. There's the real winner.
The Shart Select Master List. Yeah, because we put some Sega games on there. They exist.
Yeah.
Hey IGN, Sega exists, you know. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So what the fuck's all that about? And why not Red Redemption 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the first fuck one? Was
that's
that?
That's the biggest ridiculous thing.
Why that'd the first
win it.
One?
That'd
yeah.
win it.
The first one was all right. It was good, but. It's not the second one. It's not got, whoa there, boy. Arthur Mudd.
There's a good boy.
Yeah, IGN's not a good boy. IGN's a bad boy. Yeah. And Arthur Morgan's kind of going, shoot ya.
Why is there Souls and that Fingerborn game on there?
Well, there was Souls and Bloodborne. There was three different Zelda games. There was
three different
two
Super
or three different
Mario,
Mario games. Yeah.
Why is fucking Hades on there? What the fuck it's called?
Hades, yeah. There was only one Final Fantasy game. I thought there'd be more of them on there. It was a bit of a shit show, that was. Safe to say, isn't it? There's no Dragon Ages on there either. I thought Dragon Age might be on there.
Oh, Dragon Age Origins is pap when you play it back.
Two's good.
Two's pap when you play that back as well.
Two was a bit...
Right. Two had better combat, but I'll say it and I say it again. The maps were shit. It was just recycling about five maps each time.
Go to the swamp. I've been here before, mate. No, you've not. That was the cave. Nice try. It's the same fucking place.
Yeah. No, you have to go underground to see this bit, or you'll start here this time, or next time you'll start up there.
And the whole plot was about the same thing. Oh, Templars and mages. Like, oh God, shut up. So yeah, my Dragon Age can suck a dick.
Dragon Age Origins, when you choose a mage, you had to go through that fucking
Scree Tooth has been on
Fade.
Spain, that was it. Yeah.
Where's Black Flag, the Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, where's Assassin's Creed?
Where's all
two?
The other Ubisoft games?
Far Cry 3.
There's no Ubisoft games on
there. Yeah, I thought Far Cry would be on there.
Far Cry 3, definitely.
Yeah. I think it was a bag of shit. No Sega games. Where's Streets of Rage with the best soundtrack in video game history? Where's that?
Yeah.
Well, why isn't that one 16-bit Sonic game? Sonic 3 should be on there.
Sonic 2, 3, any of the 16-bit era Sonics apart from Spinball and 3D because they were terrible. The other one should
Rock and Roll Racing,
yeah. Forza, Gran Turismo.
Yeah, that's a point. Gran Turismo 2, maybe.
Yeah.
Or 3.
Forza.
Forza 3. Wipeout. Where's Wipeout? Racing games got criminally underrepresented.
There's no racing games. There's no racing games.
Yeah, that's a point. Why isn't there a racing game?
Does Burnout count as a racer?
Why not the classic Toca Touring cars? PS1. That was mint.
Because it's not Mario, that's why. Fucking Mario wasn't driving it.
Are they?
Yes.
Codemasters?
No. Some company that makes NASCAR games, so I'm not best pleased about that. But
why wasn't the original Grid on there? That was my favourite racing game of all time, the original Grid.
Grid what?
Yeah, where you got your co-driver, Carl Hamerling, and he was amazing.
Carl Hamerling.
I think I'm in the lead. No, you're not, mate. Got me away.
Which was the one where he played as Ryan the Train McCrane?
That was Tucker World Tour, of course.
Ryan McLean showed up in Grid as the baddie, didn't he?
Yeah.
Raven West. Fucking Raven West. They were good.
Have you seen the new Grid?
No, is it any good?
The one that's on thing is dog shit, but I think I played half an hour of it. But there's another one coming out, Autosport 2 or something.
It's going to be story like, have a cool story.
Yeah, it's got a proper storyline of baptism and stuff.
I liked it where you got the sponsors and everything. That was wicked.
But they're using, like, you know, the Mandalorian, like, effect where they're outside, but not outside. You know, they project it outside onto a screen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, they do the Mandalorian with a green screen.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. Well, it's not a green screen, is it?
No, it's LED. It's LED.
Yeah.
Do you remember that game, one of the Need for Speeds, where the baddie was a man in the red coat, like an old-worldy British soldier?
Yeah, I think so.
He'd drive around in that. He's like the main baddie, right?
Yeah.
At the start of the game...
That was Underground 1, wasn't it?
I think so.
No, not Underground 1, sorry. Carbon. Most Wanted.
Carbon, I think it was.
No, was it Carbon?
At the start of the game, you got hit by a super taser that took out a whole grid of cars.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't the police use that again? So I'm glad that wasn't on the list. That was silly. But yeah, that was disgusting, guys. I'm lost for fucking words.
Yeah, why is it on Need for Speed?
Yeah. IGN.
Most Wanted. What's it? Need for Speed Most Wanted.
There's
too.
Two Most Wanted games, isn't there? Both called the same thing. Yeah. There's one where you can get where you start in the white BMW.
Yeah.
And then there's another one, but see, and you can't get all that old one anymore.
I think IGN have been performing some mental acrobatics here to try and get it so that America's favourite games.
Yeah.
That's right, the world's favourite games. Where, is it a Souls game? You have to bleed and suffer to play a Souls game. They've got to be on there.
I'm thinking back, I didn't even enjoy it when I was playing it, but I'd still put it as my favourite game. Said that bloke from Grief Burrito.
You're bringing this one up again.
Yeah. How could it be your favourite game if you didn't enjoy playing it? If you're not enjoying playing it, it's not a good game.
Yeah, you don't have to enjoy a game for it to be the best game ever made.
You do.
It's like watching the film and going, I fucking hated that film.
Yeah, like, or sitting in the cinema going, this film is dog shit.
But I like it.
But I'm going to watch it anyway, and then walk out going, oh, it's one of my favourite films, that is.
Give it 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, guys. Not that we're bringing up old Axis.
No, but yeah. No, we're not doing watch this space for the real best game of all time.
Yeah, Shard Select approved. Yeah.
It definitely might or might not be Red Dead Redemption 2.
We're going to get spoiler alert. We're going to get Master Fenrig to sign off on that.
If you can get hold of him, he's always in the gym.
Well, I don't like going in there. It stinks. I don't think I've washed in weeks. They seem to be going to the toilet where they're standing as well. It's, I don't
the
know
thing
what's
is, though, they've got like, they had Goro in their own gym at the Wizard's Tower.
Yeah, they
never went.
They weren't interested then, were they?
Yeah, they kind of retconned him as well. They got rid of him. And now all of a sudden, they're back into it again.
Like big time into it, like unhealthily.
I mean,
into it.
Last episode, Cumrag said he had cum gutters.
Yeah, he did.
This is a bit grim, especially calling them on your own apps.
Yeah.
Look at my cum gutters.
Do you reckon a certain cheese-based spirit got them into it?
No.
I don't want to say his name out loud because he'll come back.
No, because we've already tried to.
Had to space him once.
Yeah, I don't know how he came back. It's like that.
You keep bringing him back. It's like red, like
In my defence,
it's like Drop Dead Freddy. He's imagining with him.
That's like the Goku Pear Man. In my defence, you said his name first today.
Drop Dead Jet.
No, you brought him back.
Drop Dead Jet.
Shitty George. No, fuck.
Drop Dead Jet.
Drop Dead Jet.
Drop Dead Jet.
Oh, hooker.
Alright. Looks like he's walked away. So, anything else we want to talk about this week?
Like Bloody Mary as well, isn't it? Say his name in a mirror 3 times.
Say Cheddar George into a fridge 3 times and he appears.
Reaches out and...
some cheese appears. Alright, yeah. Cheers.
Thanks, George.
Reaches out and scrapes the smegma off my cock with a butter knife.
Wow, Ryan! Shit!
Not even
smegma. Smegma, grommet!
No, it's a clip I sent Ryan where Wallace goes, you know, it's at the end of Close Shave, where he's like, Ez meets that woman, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, Wendelline's I don't woman. Like cheese. And he goes, not even smegma.
It's like the bit in Chicken Run when the chicken's on point to a pie.
I don't like gravy.
Anyway, guys.
Which is a fucking lie. With a northern accent like that, she must like gravy.
No one from the north doesn't like gravy. Otherwise, they get thrown into the south.
Well, that's what your blood's made of, isn't it?
Over the divide. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Only gravy flows through my northern veins! So, there is a second tiering list we found, guys. I don't know if we've got time to hit it today.
Hit what?
The second tier list that we found is a bit.
No, not today.
Not today.
We need no, to considering there's a lot more that they've missed off. And last time we did something like this, we added loads
serious,
onto it.
It got very intense.
And then the whole second episode came out of the sauce condiment corner.
Boss. It got a bit, boss and bellish. It got a bit much, didn't it? So we'll hit that next week.
And then probably the week after that, we'll try and get the music to get the. Best video game of all time. Ready?
Yeah, we'll come back
to the list and then we'll randomise it properly.
Yes.
And then go through all again.
Yes.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a very good idea.
So we can go and see.
Should we see the Withers?
We can go and spy on them if you really want.
Yeah, there's anything else you guys want to talk about before we go and check them out?
Or we can leave them this week.
To find out.
Yeah, even though they don't want to spy in on them, if we don't spy on them, they get angry.
Yeah, they get fucked off.
They are so difficult to
maybe
understand.
They actually want us to be invited on rather than spied on. They just want to be included, I think.
They want us fucking off like Norris from Coronation Street.
Oh, yeah, that's not probably going up to.
He's fucking dead, isn't he? He's not dead, he's just gone. All that guy did for 20 years was own a shop in popular British soap opera Coronation
Street. He'd be a nosy fucking cunt.
Yeah, he's just a gossip queen.
An annoying little bastard.
You know, it's like that program Gossip Girl, except he was an old man in
the I thought show. That the tram that fell off the bridge landed on him. Apparently
just
didn't.
Speared him into a wall.
But then he crawled back through the tram.
Like, with his lower half missing, dragging his entrails behind him. I'm not dead yet. Turned out he was the Terminator. Yeah. At the end of the first Terminator film. And he's chasing, give me a character for Coronation Street, Rita. He's chasing Rita through the factory at the end, like, it's King!
Through the fingerwear factory, the underwear factory.
Yeah, through the
fucking hell, Ryan.
Oh, Ryan's done it again.
Just trying to get this segment to move along a bit.
Why? You've
got someone to move along a bit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. But yeah, Norris is chasing through the sewing factory. Chris is like, no, please, Norris.
Crushed under a giant sewing needle. Yeah.
Don't kill me. And as he's about to kill her, he's like, reaching through the bars, trying to grab her like that. He's going, oh, tell me some gossip. Then she just goes, you're terminated, fucker. It's the button, and a big sewing needle kills him slowly.
He gets knitted.
The last thing you see is Norris's glasses frame break like...
Like if anyone ever threw tea at Norris's face, it'd just melt his skin and have the metal underneath.
Oh my god, he's a Terminator! Oh, flaming heck, he's a Terminator! Is what I'd actually say in Coronation Street.
Fred Elliott, because only one could stop him.
Yeah.
I say! Fucking hell.
Sorry. You keep fighting, I'll keep down, did you? Fred Elliott, I say.
Should we go and see the thing? Ryan's going to take a shit at some point.
Yeah, I think Ryan's getting impatient on what to do too. Let's go see the Wizard.
That's what he's saying. He needs to go for a shit. Just laying it out slowly.
I'm shitting right now.
It's about 3 inches.
I can see it.
There's a magical school where wizards earnestly are in our tiny gym in the wall of the podcaster's cabin, getting fucking buff for another week. I'm so buff that even my cock's got abs now. Look at that. Oosh.
Ooh, look at that.
Yes. Yes, we mentioned this last week with our abs. Head abs.
Yes. I no longer wear a robe, I now wear a tiny vest.
Look how swollen my fucking eyebrows are.
Oh my god, you're bench pressing with your eyebrows. We've finally attained peak buffness.
I could do curls with my nipples. Look, even they've got biceps now.
Even my my hemorrhoids can bench press at this point.
Yeah, see, I have nabs. Neck abs.
Oh, look at those. That's the wizard. Oh,
you're swole, your abs are on your neck.
Tell you what, mate, we're carrying a lot of weight this week. Much like the podcast boys had to with that IGN list.
Have you ever managed to do any pull-ups with your buttocks?
I've done 25. In the last minute, I have unstoppable now. Let's just give up being wizards. Fuck it. Let's become buff people.
Yes. We can give advice to Arnold. Arnold, what's his name?
Arnold Schweinsteiger.
Yes.
He's the... We go back down to Earth and we show them how buff we really are.
I scare people.
Three fine mages.
Although, I don't think we'll get through the doors.
Clear my throat. Yes, I think you're quite right.
Too much protein in your throat.
Yes, my throat's got too many muscles now. We should probably go back to Cockwarts and show them how it's done. Professor Gape kept saying we couldn't do it. But we'll show him.
I walk sideways through all the doors.
Yes.
Except my pecs are too large now.
We came to space to get hench. That was why we're here all along.
Yes, I look like that badly drawn Captain America.
Yes.
Yes.
Look at the size of my fucking traps.
Yes. I don't get that reference.
No, I didn't think you would.
But that's okay. But
never mind.
I'm a wizard. I don't understand references. People keep saying Cockwarts is a parody. I don't understand what they're talking about.
No.
It's the finest wizarding school in the world. For privileged wizards. Why would...
And no fucking cumbloods.
Cumbloods? In my school? I think not. Anyway, I suppose we must review a thing now we're here, do you think?
Yes.
As we're supposed to keep the elder gods at bay. They've been getting a bit close recently because we've not been reviewing anything again. One of them put a tentacle in my bum last week.
How did he get it in? Is your buttock not hedgy enough to keep it out?
I was doing naked press.
He let it in.
Yes. That's the only way anything gets inside me anymore.
Oh, here's Cumrag Billy Big Bollocks here.
Yes, look at them.
Oh my god, they're hedge.
They've got abs.
My god, it's like a torso hanging down from his testicle.
I could do deadlifts with my bollocks.
I've got pecs on my balls.
Merlin, come and clean our testicles. Oh, can I keep a keeper? There we go.
My testicles look like two fists in a bag.
Oh, Master Cumrag's crossing. He's got them.
Look at my testicles.
I think they look fantastic, Master Waiters. Can I touch them?
No.
Oh, but you told me to clean them. I need to touch them.
Find another way, then. You're a wizard, aren't you, Merlin? You useless cunt.
Come on, Master Fenrig.
My ball bag of penis looks like a torso and a giant arm curling.
Oh, I thought it was in silhouette. I thought, why has he got a muscle man hiding under his legs?
Does your belly look like a fist?
Yes.
Wow.
Blimey, we're so hench.
Anyway, yes, I want to review something before you get too distracted by my incredible muscle mass.
Okay, go ahead.
I have two options to talk about. One to make you jealous, and one about another game I have been playing.
Best talk about the one to make me jealous.
Deathloop.
Yes! Tell me about Arcane Games, the people who gave me my break in video games, might I add. Latest game.
Oh, it's hard to describe, really. I've only just started, but you wake up on an island and then you die.
Oh.
And then the game starts again in the same start on the island. And as you progress through the levels, you learn more and more about it. Even if you die, you retain your memories, but not the gear you found.
That sounds very interesting.
Yes, yes. It is good. I've not been on it that much because I've been playing Aragami 2.
Ooh, two games for the price of one.
Master Wizard. Tell me.
I'll review Deathloop better when I've got past the introductions, mainly, even though I've been at it for a while.
Very well.
I haven't unlocked the multiplayer yet, because I'm not that far.
Tell us about it. Tell us about Aragami 2.
So, what I believe it's a follows on 100 years or so from the first one.
Ah, yes.
And you play as a warrior, an unnamed warrior, obviously, to make it easier.
Well, of course.
You die. Oh. And you get resurrected.
Oh, my God.
In this village full of other shadow people. Ooh. And you have to go out and do these missions for them. The missions are quite basic. It reminds me of Tenchu Zen back on the 360.
You might
have to go to some place and rescue a person or kill someone else or...
Master Comrade loved Tenchu other things. Zen. Is that one of the bears?
Yes.
Japanese bears. I'm pretty sure they don't have bears in Japan, but I might be wrong.
Unless they paint pandas.
That's China.
Oh shit, yes. You think I'd know being in space and a wizard.
Yes, we can just look down with our telescope at the world. Oh, anyway, look, there's a naked man.
Aragami. In the first one, if you took a single hit, you died and it was back to checkpoint.
Ah, yes.
But this one has fully fledged combat.
Ooh.
And you can parry and dodge and evade and spin and strong attack. And it also has better movement. It's very fluid.
I like things which
are... It's a day one on Game Pass. Pick it up.
Game Pass?
Yes.
Game Pass. But no Xbox... But only one Xbox game was on the greatest games of all time list, you know.
Yes.
I don't think they count as a video game. Xbox doomed. Nobody... Yes.
Only Halo 2 made it on there, didn't it?
Yes, and Sega didn't get any. Sega! One of the grandfathers of console gaming. And where are they now? Where Merlin belongs. In the fucking trash, Merlin! Oh, sorry! You fucking Merlin. Fuck off, you little bastard. Sorry about that. So, yes, how would you rate this Aragami 2?
I'd rate it. Buy it. And play it. Or at least get it off Game Pass, where it's free.
Yes.
It's just come out. It's also cross-play co-op.
Ooh, so you can play with your friend, who may be on the PC.
Yes,
or maybe a
three-way ninja gangbang.
I like the idea of a three-way ninja gangbang.
You can also customize your guy with different gear.
Can you give him a hat that looks like a willy?
Yes.
Excellent. I'm in there. Oh, I've just looked for the telescope, guys. It's Nutsford down on Earth. I can see the spindly man. And look, who's that guy with him?
Never seen him before in my life.
No, he's got a nice ginger beard though. Wonder who he could be. Anyway.
Gingerbread.
Oh, not gingerbread. Ginger beer.
Oh.
Master Cumrag, what are you reviewing for me this week?
I'd like to review some whey powder.
Nope. Well, try again.
I'd like to review this. It's got a nice long shaft.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. And a club on the end. And you use it to play this game called Hulf, I think it's pronounced.
Hulf.
Yes.
The famous Swedish sport of Hulf.
Yes.
The soft G.
You wouldn't be looking behind me at the wall of the gym where there's some
Excuse
golf clubs.
Excuse me, why would there be some golf clubs in the gym?
I don't know, maybe Merlin bought them in because he's a useless cunt.
What exercise are you doing over there? Oh, yes, the golf swing. What the fuck, Fenrir?
What's golf?
What are you talking about?
There's some Hulf sticks right there against the wall. I can see them.
Why would there be Hulf sticks?
Because Merlin brought them in. He's trying to be popular with us, I told you. He's always trying to get into our club.
He's trying to get inside you.
Well, who isn't? My bottom is real estate that everybody wants a bit of.
Especially now with pecs on your cheeks.
Yes, he wants a slice of my cake. My sphincter can crush a steel pipe.
I used mine to cut pipes before.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I can do some crimping with my bumhole. Yes.
I had to crimp some large pipes and snip the ends off, and I just used my anus.
Anyway, how would you rate the Hulf sticks?
Getting a bit of crimped off inside you out's a bit difficult, though.
Yes, it can be a little tough.
You have to try and poo it out.
And it goes ding-a-ling-a-ling on the floor.
Yes. You have to try and get a little bit out and then get some grips.
Anyway, how would you rate the whole stick? Grips. Yes, okay.
Pull it out.
Oh, God. Come back, focus.
I'd rate them as get them because you need them to play Hulf.
Very good. And we all want to play Hulf.
Oh, sorry, I've got very emotional.
I was going to review a movie I watched the other night. Because it was a highbrow classic. Which even though people wouldn't enjoy it, they would still say it's the best movie they ever watched. It's called Lionheart from the 90s. And it stars this man called Jean-Claude Van Damme. And he's in the French Foreign Legion. When his brother in America gets killed and murdered by baddies. So what does he do? He has to go and save his brother's wife and kid from being kicked out of their flat and get revenge. So he escapes the Foreign Legion. And when he tries to escape, some soldiers try to stop him. Do you know how he defeats them?
Probably roundhouse kicks.
Yes, he just kicks them a lot. A lot of soldiers get kicked.
Ooh.
And then he escapes to go and be a goody and save the people. And he does it by getting into underground fighting matches. And he has to fight a Scotsman in a kilt on one bit.
Does he have his ball back out?
Pretty much. And he punches a man in the balls. And at the end,
does
he has
his
to fight...
balls look like fists?
No, he's not quite as tough as us.
No,
and at the end, he has to fight a man who's got a pet cat. And he beats him up. Because of course he does, he's Van Damme.
I heard that wrong. I thought you said pecked cat.
Yes, even the cat is hench.
Oh, he's got a pecked cat.
He's got a pecked cat.
It's all like, meow! Like that, okay? And Van Damme beats everybody up by kicking them. And at one point he goes, hee! Does a pose. And then he probably does the splits. I can't remember. And it's a good film. It's very funny. I highly recommend watching it if you like funny 90s action films. You can't go wrong. I recommend it. 10 out of 12. 15 golden stars.
More points for a pecked cat, I bet.
Yes, the pecked cat was... right in there. I want like a strong pussy. So that has been the Wizards meeting for the week.
Yes, toodle ooh.
Yes, Merlin, come and floss my gooch. It's quite sweaty.
I want to crimp off some more pipe.
I'll come and join you. Come on, Wizard, you can come and watch too.
Yes.
Well, that was really fucking random.
Who's this man?
Who is this guy?
Who the fuck is
I'm
this
not
guy?
Getting here! Oh, God!
You see, he was like, oh, yes, Merlin come inside in my gooch, and Craig's right there.
Yeah.
Straight away.
All right, you're on to me. How
what? Sniffing his gooch.
He's look, he's got a crap wizard's hat on and
a
fake beard.
It's made out of paper.
Hang on a minute. Are you guys wearing Timberlands?
Where's...
No.
No, I can get some, though.
Oh, no, never mind. Sorry, I thought you were in Timberlands. See you in a bit.
Who was that?
Bye, wizards. Sorry about that.
Where's he going?
I'm going.
Stop there. What's he doing?
Help!
Where's the T-pose?
I'm stuck in a T-pose. Help! What's happening? Oh, God!
Stu, Craig's gone.
Why is Fenwick here?
Seeing as your host is stuck in a T-pose, I will
smart.
Come out here. Shut up, I'm talking. I will come out here and help you finish off the podcast.
This isn't going to help people. People are going to think it's the same person again.
No. What? People think that?
Yeah.
Who thinks this?
Everyone.
Do people
I presume everybody. No one's actually said, but I presume people think
that
we're just putting our voices on. Yeah.
Do people think Pixie Ryan and Kaylee are the same person? Or hasn't... Never mind. Bad example. Do people...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people think hasn't the other fella is the same person.
Yes, I think.
Voices on. Yeah.
Yes, well, these people are wrong and stupid, and we don't like them. So I'm here to round out the podcast, show you fools how it's done. What are Timberlands, by the way?
Like boots, beige boots, big boots.
He kept asking after Timberlands. He was slobbering quite a lot.
Nah, he's got a thing for them.
Yeah, like his cube stood on.
Well, we don't kink shame on Shard Select.
Then we tried stood on bloody. One of the wizards ones. It'd be like trying to kick a boulder, wouldn't it? Trying to stand on stones. Literally.
Well, we have been working out with them. And it's very true. I used to be good at Quidditch because I enjoyed the broomstick in the traditional riding position. So, you know, we all have our little foibles.
Fenrir, can you grip, like, dumbbells with your bollocks?
Yes.
Or one on either side?
What I did the other day was take the weights off one side of a big dumbbell, grab the pipe with my sphincter, and just did some kind of squatty, lifty things with them to make my bum stronger.
Oh, okay.
You're that Hathor Bjornsson bloke.
Mm-hmm.
stronger than him.
Compress it. Can you press it with your nips?
Yes. I could totally take your dad in a fight. So, how about we round off this fucking mess by talking about the things you can do and not do on Shard Select?
Yeah. Round us out then, Fenrig, as a special guest.
I'm waiting for the special rounding out music to begin.
Got it loaded.
It's magic. It just comes in by magic. It's just taking a minute. Any second now, it'll be here. So, Ryan, how are you?
I'm alright.
Anything good lately?
How long are you going to keep Craig for?
Oh, we have to do it. We have to cast a spell to break him out of the T-pose.
Oh, it
takes about half an hour. You can have him back later.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know what it's called.
It's probably called outro music, Stu. Honestly, you mortals. This is why you used to live in a shed with one bed between you. There it is. So, thank you for listening.
Do you want to cut this bit out? What?
No, keep it in. Thank you for listening to Shard Select. I have been your host, Pastor Fenrig. And I've been joined by Craig, Stu and Ryan. If you liked hearing us in your ears through your radio or phone or tablet, why not give us 5 stars? On Apple Musicy Podcasts thing, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Cephalopod, that other one which you can listen to, Spotify, did I say that one? I said that one, didn't I? YouTube Music, is it on there? I don't fucking know. Either way, give us 5 stars on all the things. Give us a nice review, and we'll come round your house and finger blast you in your sleep. Find us on www.patreon.com/shardselect, where you can find our exclusive Drip Tray episodes, which are fucking dirty. You'll love them. Also, that's about all I can think of for now. Anything else you boys want to add?
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
See you on a drip tray.
See you. Wouldn't want to be you. Fare thee well. Come back, get casting the antidote on the Timberlands, boy. Let's get him out of here.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
I fucking am that guy. Who do you think you are? Get out here and fight me. Oh, yes, please. Come on, Cheddar George. Bye. We need you to help with this antidote.
Okie dokie, Cheddar George!
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, bye.
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 Cheddar George!
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
I'm better now. My T-pose is fixed. Sorry about that.